I know it was yesterday, but if you are a veteran or if a family member who can't be here today because they're serving or doing something else, if you would stand in recognition of them, I want to take a moment to pray for you guys and to pray for them. So if there's anybody here, please stand. Thank you guys so much for serving graciously, and we are very grateful for the sacrifices that so many have made so that we can live in freedom. Let's pray together. Lord, you know the hearts of everybody. You know the hearts of those who are here today, hearts of those who are standing. Lord, you know the hearts of the people who are serving our country. And Lord, we want to say thank you to you for them. We thank you for their willingness to follow the example of Jesus. Even many of them don't completely understand what that means, but they are giving their life to purchase by their sacrifice a freedom that we can enjoy. And we know the greatest servant of all, our Lord Jesus, came and did that, gave himself on our behalf. I pray, Lord, a protection upon those who are serving. I pray, God, that if they are serving directly in harm's way, I pray for a protection over their life. If they're going to be sent into a dangerous area, Lord, I pray your protection upon their life. Lord, we acknowledge today that you have blessed us and you have given us the gift of freedom because so many people were willing to serve you, and we thank you for that. God, will you be glorified through the sacrifices that have been made? In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much. Thank you for serving. Thank you for ministering to us in that way. We appreciate it. Well, I want to talk to you about gratitude today. Gratitude as a lifestyle. Do you guys know what turkeys are thankful for? Anybody? They're grateful for vegetarians. Oh, man. I want to talk to you this morning about that sense of gratitude. Gratitude that we can have over what God has done for us, who we are, and how he has blessed us through that. As you think about gratitude, when I'm grateful, I'm more excited about praying. Is that true of you? When I'm grateful, I'm more excited about serving. I don't have to have somebody to twist my arm. I want to do it as an act of gratitude and thankfulness for what the Lord has done for me. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about worshiping the Lord. And I want to do that before others. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about sharing the gospel because God has done this work in my life. God can also do a work in another. When I'm excited, I am excited about giving sacrificially. When I'm excited about receiving God's blessings in my life. You know, have you ever tried to give a gift to somebody and they just say, no, I can't receive that? Well, if you are a person of gratitude, you are going to receive that as the blessing that God has given through another person in that circumstance. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about making disciples. I look for opportunities to do that and to be that person in my neighborhood, in my relationships, that helps a person grow in their relationship with the Lord. When I'm excited, when I'm grateful, I am excited about acknowledging God's blessing in my life. I'm not walking around talking about, woe is me and I'm a worm. I'm talking about how grateful I am that God has blessed me and given me enormous opportunities. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about God's work. When I'm grateful, I am excited about showing kindness to others. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about forgiving. When I'm grateful, I am excited about loving the unlovable. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about choosing faith over fear. When I'm grateful, I'm excited about risking in order to serve the Lord. Gratitude is something that we have as part of our lifestyle. It's not just something that somebody has to trump up in us. It's something that is already there. The question is whether or not we are expressing that to others. Are we expressing it in these ways that we've talked about here? I want us to look, first of all, at reasons why we give God thanks. To be honest, if we were to go through everything in the Scripture, a reason why we should be grateful, we would be here for a long time this afternoon, and we would miss the Cowboy game probably. So I want to try to identify a few of them. The first one is, we give thanks to God because He is good and His loving kindness is everlasting. Psalm 136, 1 through 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness is everlasting. That is a reason. If it was the only one we had, that would be reason enough for us to give thanksgiving because of who God is and what God has done. The second reason is He has created us. Now, we are living in a world. When I went to college, evolution was a big thing. They kept talking about it, kept talking about the reasons why that was true. But the reality is, the Scripture teaches us that we did not evolve from a lesser form to a greater form. We were created in the image and likeness of God. He has given us the ability to live life. He has breathed into us the breath of life, because of his creative power. Psalm 134, verse 14 says this, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. If you look at the intricacies of your body, the things that your body can do, you realize that it wasn't just an random act. It was truly the creative power of God. And that is true for us whether we believe in Him and acknowledge Him or whether or not we think we came from a monkey or something else. God Himself is the one who has given us the power to live and to breathe. It says in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1, it says, then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. God is the one who is with us. He knows our zip code. He knows our phone number. He knows everything about us. The Bible says He has even numbered the hairs of our head. Even for those who don't have much, He knows it all. And He knows the days that are set before us. Talk about an intimate God. You know, some religions talk about God being far away and us trying to reach Him. That's not the God of Scripture. The God of Scripture is near to the brokenhearted, as we talked about, as we sang in just a few moments ago. He is the one who cares for us in an intimate way. He's not sitting up in heaven saying, oh, you messed up again. He is coming to us with great compassion. A third reason is He is a wonder worker. If you have not seen, if you have not read the many things that God has done throughout His Word, you are missing the blessing of God being a wonder worker. When God does something, He doesn't do it second rate. He gives the very best to us. He gives the very best to the circumstance. He is a wonder worker. It says in Isaiah 25, verse 1, O Lord, You are my God. I will exalt You. I will give thanks to Your name, for You have worked wonders. Plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. How many times have you prayed a prayer that God would do something and find yourself months later forgetting about that? Do you know your God has not forgotten your prayers? Your God cares about what's important to you. He cares about the things that you bring before Him and that you ask Him to do. He is the God. Abraham did not want to be a father of a great nation, and so he said to God, will You make me the father of a great nation? God did that. God chose him. He chose him to be the father of a great nation. If you are in Christ, God has what? Recreated you. He's recreated you in Christ. You know, if you read the second chapter of Ephesians, one of the things it says is, as it starts out, you were dead in your trespasses and sin. You read a little bit further, what do you find? But God. But God gave us new life. He gave us the ability to leave that position of death to a position of life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creation. God himself has done that for us. It goes on to say that he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God. You and I can live a righteous life because of what Jesus Christ has done. We can look in the mirror and not say, hey, you're worthless, but say, man, you are righteous. God himself is willing to do this great thing for us. Therefore, we should live a lifestyle of gratitude before others. He has also liberated us. Romans chapter 6 verse 17 says, but thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I would be a defeated individual if it were not for Christ. But God himself has given us the victory by knowing Jesus Christ. Victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the ones who hate us, who want to destroy us. God has given us victory in those situations. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. It's not that I am the sweet aroma. It's that when you and I share the knowledge of him with others, it is a sweet aroma. Do you remember the day that you came to know the Lord? Do you remember what you felt like? I remember as a young boy, 9 years old, I was in a revival meeting. And I remember coming home that night and saying to my mom and dad, I believe the Lord has saved me. I believe in who Jesus is. And my mom and dad in my bedroom that night shared with me how I can give my life to Christ. And what a blessing that was. And I'm telling you, there was nothing about that moment that stunk. It was filled with the aroma of his presence. Second Corinthians 4:15 says, for all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abide, to abound to the glory of God. You and I, when we live in gratitude, we are saying to those who don't know him, this is a reason for you to be grateful, to thank the Lord for his goodness. In Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16, it talks about he has adopted us as sons and daughters. He has made us a part of His family. That, my friend, should bring great gratitude to us. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says this, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." The gift of Jesus Christ that is without compare. It's without value. Can't purchase it. Can't work for it. But God has offered it to you and to me. And He's offered it, it says, to the world. If you will only receive. Colossians 1 verse 12 says this, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." All of us have been given that great heritage that we are heirs in Christ Jesus. We are co-heirs with Him, as the Scripture says. You and I have been given the blessings of heaven because we are part of God's family and because we are God's children. So, you and I have many things, many reasons why. There's so much more than just this. It's a small drop in the bucket. So we should live thankfully because we have reasons to be thankful. What are some ways we can give thanks to God? How can I express my gratitude to Him for what He has given? First of all, we can express gratitude to God by the way we live. Colossians 3:17 says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father." 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says this, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So you and I can give thanks by the way that we live our life before God. I know there's going to be times for all of us where we can struggle and where we can feel like our circumstances are more than we can handle. But what has God promised to us? He's promised that He is going to take care of us, and He is going to protect us, and He is going to be the one who gives to us. So you and I can live a grateful life because of what Jesus has done for us. Secondly, Psalm 138 verses 1 and 2 says, "I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing your praise before the heavenly beings. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your constant love and truth. You have exalted your name and your promises above everything else." You and I can offer thanks to God with all of our heart before Him. Not just with our lips, but with our heart. We can express that gratitude for what God has accomplished on our behalf. Thirdly, by our posture before Him. By our posture before Him. Have you ever come across a person who has a prideful posture? They're prideful because of who they are, because of what they have. They're prideful because of several different reasons. Luke chapter 17, verse 16. The leper, there was 10 lepers cleansed. One came back to glorify God. It says, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Now, why did they add that? Because the religious leaders of that day looked down upon Samaritans. They were a lowly group of people. But he came back and he gave thanks to God for what he had done. He demonstrated by his posture his gratitude for what God had done for him. Fourthly, by our intentionality. By our intentionality. Have you ever thought about gratitude as something that is intentional? You know, a lot of times when a person is facing struggles with depression or depressive thoughts, counselors will talk to them about the importance of gratitude. It changes the way you see things. It changes the perspective of what is going on. That is done with intentionality. It's not just simply done because I feel like it. It's done because I planned it. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 22. It's talking about Hezekiah there. And it says that then Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who showed good insight in the things of the Lord. So they ate for the appointed 7 days. The word appointed can be that concept of intentionality. What we do, how we plan, that is an expression of our intentionality. They were willing to sacrifice peace offerings and give thanks to the Lord God of their fathers. They did it with intentionality. Another reason is given to us in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we should always give thanks to God. Did you catch that there? We should always, continually give thanks to God. Paul is speaking here of the brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. We are to express gratitude continually before the Lord. Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. This is our lifestyle. This is who we are as a person. It's not something that's just drummed up in a moment. It's something that we live with all the time. When we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, a good practice is, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have another day. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with rest. We can always, if we're willing to do that, be grateful for what God has done. We can be thankful to God by demonstrating confidence in him. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing. Why are we to be anxious for nothing? Because in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we can let our request be made known to God. Jesus has made it possible for us to enter into the throne room with boldness. With boldness. It's not because of who I am and how important I am, but it's because Jesus is our advocate with the Father. We can come in boldness because He's like that priest who is there, who is present as we go before the Lord. You and I, when we demonstrate confidence in Him, what are we saying to Him? We're saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to trust you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to believe in you, that to believe that you are going to work in these circumstances. And then the last, one of the last reasons, there's so many things, ways we can give thanks. But we give thanks to God by living in an attitude of thanks. By living a lifestyle of gratitude, you and I say thanks to God for what He has done for us. Paul said in Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. If you are coming before God and asking Him for something, isn't it a good idea for you to thank Him for what He has already done? For who He is. For the things that He has done in your life, in the lives of those you love and care about. So, how do we do? Do we have a grateful heart this morning? Are we open to what God wants to do in our life? Are we willing to give Him a moment so that He can direct us and guide us? Are we willing to offer to Him gratitude in our worship? Are we willing to offer to Him gratitude in our giving, gratitude in our praying, gratitude in our relationships? Are we the kind of person that someone else would say at our funeral, this person was an individual who had gratitude in their heart? Do we show it to our spouse? Do we show it to our children? Do we show it to our parents? Do we show it to our employer? Do we show that kind of gratitude to people we may just meet for a moment? Are we willing to express that gratitude by the way that we live? That, my friend, is God-honoring gratitude. It is a lifestyle that demonstrates that I am grateful to God for what He has given to me. It doesn't mean that every day, we all have run across somebody who's so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. But you and I can take this opportunity to express gratitude to the Lord for all that He has done for us. Not in a superficial way, but we are called to show Him gratitude from our heart. And as the scripture that I read earlier in Psalm says, with our whole heart. Are you doing that? Are you doing that in a way that others can see it? That is what God wants to say to us today. That, my friend, is what the Word of God teaches us to do that. Let's pray together.